This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. And I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Guys, thanks for being with me. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for keeping up with me. Now, if you want to get the book, the new old book, oh, here, I'll put it up. If you're on Facebook, just head over to my Facebook page, Real Side Radio. Is that what it is? Oh, that's the wrong one, huh? Head over to the Facebook page. You can go to the website, too, therealside.com. You can find the book there as well. The book is a little cheaper on my website, and I'll sign it if you want me to. It's up to you. Don't force anybody to do anything. But you want to head over to, find me on Facebook. It's called The Real Side Radio. That's The Real Side Radio. So you can find it there as well. Always appreciate the time that you spend with me, like I said, on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and again, being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. All right, I want to get back to this. I mean, this stuff with the millennials is crazy. They're very word challenged. Even one millennial saying that they would be okay with, they understood. Obviously, they didn't understand. That they want to save space for incest. So we'll deal with that in a little bit. I'm not going to do it now because I got other stuff I want to get to. I want to finish up the Schumer stuff. I want to finish up Schumer's interview with Chris Wallace. Right? And how he attacked things, how he looked at things. And I'm telling you, it is amazing to me. Well, it's amazing to me that he can put his shoes on in the morning. How's that? No, I'm not joking. I'm dead serious. When you hear some of the stuff that he says about why they lost, how they lost, where he feels they went wrong, they didn't do anything wrong. And frankly, voting for Donald Trump was voting for a Democrat in their mind. I don't agree with him. But he said that Donald Trump actually campaigned. You ready for this? He campaigned on Democrat principles. I don't know where they get that. Or where they got that. How about it that way? Right? There's something wrong here. Big time. Yeah, this stuff just floors me. It throws me off. It floors me. It makes me crazy. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let me get back to this. Yeah, because these guys, you know, when you hear Schumer's, when you hear the interview with Schumer, you have to sit there and try to figure, what was he thinking? Or was he thinking? Yeah, let me pull another one. We'll do the safe spaces for incest, according to millennials, in a second. Schumer on ACA, Schumer on Dodd-Frank, Schumer on, the nominations. That's the one. It'll take us a few minutes. Schumer had selective recall on the nomination thing. Schumer doesn't remember what the Democrats did to the Republicans when it came to nominations, when they finally got tired of the gridlock. And they got gridlocked because they wouldn't compromise. They wouldn't work with the Republicans. That's why they got gridlocked. Not because the Republicans had nothing else better to do. Take a listen.
Donald Trump intends to name a conservative, a real conservative, to the Supreme Court.
Right.
If you think it's the wrong person, are you prepared, and will Democrats be prepared, to filibuster that nomination, which has only happened once in the history of the Senate?
I would hope, first and foremost, that President Trump nominates a mainstream nominee capable of getting bipartisan.
And this is what I said before to you guys. Some of you are still listening. What happened here? No, come on, come on, come on. What happened here? He hopes that President Trump will nominate mainstream. Well, here's the problem. You guys obviously weren't nominating mainstream. You weren't talking mainstream because you scared the bejesus out of a big part of the American population when you talk about how far left you were going to go with the Supreme Court. They didn't like it. They weren't interested in it. They weren't going to get behind you on it. Hello? Right? And now you're going to dictate to the guy who won what is mainstream America? Apparently he's mainstream America because he's won and you guys lost the bulk of everything. Seriously. You lost the bulk of everything. You know, I'm coming back to thinking about California being one of the only states that didn't pick up any Republican seats to speak of. I think they should advertise all year round. I think the Republicans should advertise the shortcomings of the Democrats all year round. I think that, you know, you look at what they've done for the water here in this state. Right now, animals are more important than humans when it comes to water in the state of California. Humans are not getting water because of a fish. Not even a fish. Not even indigenous to the area. But anything that has to do with a plant, with an animal, a perceived extinct, on the verge of extinction, I mean, the eco-nuts go crazy around here, and we fall in line to the detriment of people. Because we know humans are way down on the food chain. And if you're an American human, you're really down the food chain. And if you're a white American human, you pretty much don't even count. Okay, breathe, Joe. Yeah. Yeah, a smelt is about the size of a large minnow. I got that. About the size of your baby finger, right? Maybe a little larger. Doesn't matter. They don't count. Except if you put them in a pan with a little butter and garlic, then they're really good. Back to Chuck Schumer. After the break, though. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be right back. Liberty Health Share. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandate slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty Health Share gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your healthcare needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9256. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9256. Call 1-800-958-9256. 1-800-958-9256.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hi, I'm Rick Osig, president of Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? That's why we are fighting to end premature birth and birth defects along with the March of Dimes. You can do something today to give them tomorrow. Your support means programs, education, life-saving research, and a voice for families in a newborn intensive care unit. Together we can save babies' lives. Give them tomorrow at marchofdimes.org/tomorrow.
Is it true you're getting a divorce as soon as your husband recovers his eyesight?
We are back. Come on. Get back in your chair. Stop the dancing. Pay attention. I'm Joe Mussini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. If you Facebook, you can find this on my website. You go over to my website, you'll find the new book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. That's right. I don't thump it on your head. I don't thump it with my thumb. I should thump it on some of your heads. Seriously. My Christian brothers and sisters, you got to wake up, man. You really got to wake up and stop that garbage. Where you go, you know, God's in control, everything's in control, everything's going the way he wants it to go. Okay. Yeah, I don't know what Bible you're reading, but that is so far from the truth, it's pathetic. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I do appreciate the time. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Up on my website, therealside.com, you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a boatload happening. All right, I want to get back to our friend Mr. Schumer. okay, who actually has forgotten what they did to us when it came to nominations. They changed the rules from 60 to 51, not us. We wanted to keep them. Mr. Schumer now has selective recall and said he never wanted. He argued with Harry Reid to change him. I can't find those, but I cannot find. If anybody can find the clips, I'll personally apologize to Mr. Schumer. If anybody can find the clips that show him arguing with the liar, Reid, the Reidinator, whatever you want to call him. Anyhow, take a listen.
Partisan support. If he does, then we'll give it just a very, very thorough vetting, but we won't ipso facto say no. If it's out of the mainstream, yeah, we're going to fight that nominee tooth and nail. And let's remember.
Yeah, what does he mean, though? He means his mainstream, right? He doesn't mean America's mainstream. He means his mainstream. Seriously.
Does that mean filibuster?
Let me say two things. First, when we had power, we changed the rules, but I argued with Harry Reid not to change it for Supreme Court because it should get...
Hey. No. But you changed the rules. When we had power, we changed the rules. That's the point here. We changed the rules.
That bipartisan support. So it's still 60 votes. We didn't change the rules. If they, I hope our Republicans won't. And second, when our Republican colleagues say, let's do this quickly without filibuster, they don't come here with clean hands. After what they did to Merrick Garland and held him up for a whole year, a bipartisan nominee who's Senator Hatch.
A bipartisan nominee. If he was bipartisan, then people would have brought him in. If he was bipartisan, the Republicans would have brought him up, but he wasn't. He had too many issues, and I think the Republicans, we've already beat this to death. I'm not going to beat it to death again. I think the Republicans, didn't they stand on the fact that the Dems, and we played the clip, Schumer was one of them, Reid was one of them, that you should, this close to an election, you shouldn't appoint. The new president coming in should appoint. Now, there wasn't a big deal. There wasn't a big push. There was a lot of things they could have done to make this happen. Because they were sure that Hillary Clinton had it. They were dead sure she had it.
Conservative, Republican, Utah, former head of judiciary, said would be a very good nominee. So let's try to get a mainstream nominee. But let's not jump to conclusions, because what the Republicans did, past is sometimes prologue.
Let's go back to the history.
What we did pass, what do we do? You guys changed rules. You guys have filibustered in the past, or you have tried. You guys have changed the rules. You guys have played dirty pool. And then try to call us on the carpet for doing it. Right? Come on, think about it. Harry Reid, he was the biggest piece of work. I kept that clean, didn't I? The biggest piece of work in the Senate. You guys didn't try to stop him. You didn't slow him down. You didn't do any of that. Because you didn't care, because you were winning. That's why.
Mentioned, because back in 2013, it was the Democrats who changed the rules and said that the filibuster was gone for lower court judicial nominees, that it no longer had to be a supermajority, a simple majority of 51. Here is how you defended it at the time.
It's a new world. People demand action. The old rules need to be modified. And that's what we have done today.
Last month, when it looked like Hillary Clinton was going to win, you refused to close the door on extending the nuclear option to filibusters.
I love this about Wallace. No, I really do, because he's not willing to play any games. These guys, they don't get this kind of treatment on MSNBC, CNN, ABC, CBS, the whole alphabet soup. They don't get any of that. They get away with murder. That's the big deal, to get away with murder.
Supreme Court nominees and the vice presidential nominee, Tim Kaine, openly threatened to go nuclear to get her nominees through the court. So if it's fair for you, why isn't it fair for the Republicans?
What I said at the time is, I hope we won't get to it. I say the same thing now. I hope we won't get to it.
But you left the possibility open?
Well, I said,
you opened the door.
I did not say we'd do it. I said, I hope we won't get to it.
See, he can't admit the truth here. He's been caught. It's always a word game. I've been telling you guys for years now. This is a word game. Right? It's what it is. It's a word game. whenever whatever they believe a word to mean is what it means for them. It has a total different meaning for us, and too bad we have to deal with whatever meaning they give us on that word. So in other words, one word could have two totally different meanings. You know, there are people posting about how the Trump Foundation may have broke the law because they took... Now, this is rich. This is rich. Because they've taken donations from other countries. The Trump Foundation. Do you really think that the Trump Foundation... Think how much money that man has. So first of all, do you think the Trump Foundation... Trump, Donald really needs some money? His kids really need the money from the foundation? And the foundation is taking money from foreign governments. God, that's terrible. That's disgusting. He should be impeached immediately, don't you think? Even before he gets in office, he should be impeached. I mean, listen to the hypocrisy of these guys. Oh, I can't believe I just did that. Listen to the hypocrisy of these guys. If I can play this.
Donald Trump intends to name a conservative, a real conservative. Hillary Clinton was going to win. You refused to close the door on extending the nuclear option to filibusters of Supreme Court nominees, and the vice presidential nominee, Tim Kaine, openly threatened to go nuclear to get her nominees through the court. So if it's fair for you, why isn't it fair for the Republicans?
What I said at the time is I hope we won't get to it.
I hope we won't get... That doesn't mean you wouldn't do it. That doesn't mean you were against it. What you should have come out and said, I'm against it, I'll fight my party not to do that because it's not the right thing to do. But you play word games. It ain't cool, and it's not right, and we're going to keep fighting you. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to Real Side. I'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Liberty Health Share. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty Health Share gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America-made food stores allowed to eat. Yum!
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
You have the manners of a goat, and you smell like a dung heap.
We are back. You're listening to Rail Side on GCN Live. I always appreciate the time you spend with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I love this. I love the fact that, and I won't get into it tonight, but I just love the fact that the media, the elite, the wolf blitzers of the world, went over to Trump Tower to talk to Trump. They've got to be frustrated as heck. Because nothing they do sticks to him. Nothing they do really, really, really brings him down. What do you think? Right? By the way, there's a move afoot to have California, secede from the union, if you would. I, for one, am for that. Let them go. No, seriously. They need to take... There's a lot more they need to take with them. You know what I'm saying? They really do. We need to move a whole bunch of people into California before we let them go. Don't you think? Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let's get back to him. I should be able to finish this up. But, you know, Chuck Schumer and talking about the nominations, what he thinks is the right thing to do. And it's funny because it's 180 degrees from what the Dems did. It's what I've been saying to you guys all along. It's when the Dems are in control, when the Dems do something, no matter what it is, it could be exactly verbatim, step by step, of what a Democrat does. And if the Dem does it, it's real, it's good, it's great. But when the other one does it, when the Republicans do it, it's not so great. It's not right.
Say the same thing now. I hope we won't get to it.
But you left the possibility open?
Well, I
said... You opened the door.
I did not say we'd do it. I said I hope we won't get to it.
Can somebody explain to me what the difference between that? Because I'm not an English major. I didn't do well in high school. I barely made it out of school, frankly. But what's the difference when somebody says... You know, I say that he says I hope we don't have to get to it. So it's a possibility. Is it not? Am I wrong? Right? When somebody says, I hope we don't have to go to that degree or get to that point, doesn't that mean it's a possibility or am I drinking here? And then Wallace says to him, so you've left the option on the table. He said, no, I'm just saying I hope we don't have to get there. And then listen to his snotty remark at the end.
But that's
you didn't say you wouldn't.
That's hoping, well, okay, we can split hairs. I did not say I was for it or say I think we should do it.
Donald Trump.
But you're not saying you wouldn't do it. You're not saying you're against it. Right? Not at all. Okay. Schumer on the wall. Did I ever do this one? Too bad, I'll do it again.
And this idea of a wall, we already passed. John McCain and Chuck Schumer, bipartisan, an immigration bill that was comprehensive, that did a lot, and was much...
You never built the wall, though. That's the problem. You never built the wall. That's what I never got to in the last one. That's why I'm looking at my note here. You never built the wall. You left us hanging. Chuck Schumer on the Affordable Care Act. Take a listen.
There are many issues where we'll oppose him tooth and nail when he goes against our values, goes with special interests. Let me give you three right off the bat. He's going to try to repeal ACA. He won't be able to.
Yeah, it's not special interest, Chuck. It's American interests. There's nothing special about it. It added more than one dime to the bottom line. You guys said it wouldn't add a dime to the bottom line. You've hurt many families. They actually have to pay more now. So don't give me that. They're paying more for medical care. They're not getting the treatment they were getting before. They couldn't keep their doctor. So what special interest are you talking about, Chuck?
Do it. Obamacare. He won't be able to do it because now even he, after his meeting with President Obama, said, oh, I want to keep the good things. Well, you can't keep the good things without keeping ACA.
You know what? Yes, you can. He can pull bits and pieces out of it. Bring up a new one. Do what he said. Repeal one. Replace it with another. I'd be ready to replace it, though. No, seriously. I would be ready to replace it. I would not let... I would not leave an opening there. I think it would create disaster, a problem, and a major problem for the Republicans. I really do. All right, let's see. This is the one I sent out on Facebook. So, you know, Mark Dice does these interviews on a regular basis. And Mark, he goes out and he talks to the young people. One person in particular blew my mind. And it goes back to... These young people don't understand terminologies. They don't really know what words mean. But they're too afraid to make it look like they're clueless, or that they think it's a sin to say, you know, I don't know that word. I don't understand. Explain it to me. They think that's a bad thing. We'd have so much more respect for you if you would do that. Here's one millennial who thinks there should be specific... don't throw up in your mouth, okay? There should be specific safe spaces. You ready for this one? For incest.
Can you
maybe she thought it was insects, now that I think about it. I don't know.
Explain what a safe space is to me.
A space where an individual feels...
Can go hide.
...free to express anything and everything.
And go hide.
Is incest acceptable in the safe space without being judgmental if some folks want to practice incest? Are they going to be welcomed in your safe space? If there are two consenting adults?
Like, if there are two consenting adults, I mean...
Now, this is a perfect example. She doesn't know what incest means. She's heard the term two consenting adults all her life. Whatever two consenting adults want to do, they ought to be able to do. Whatever two consenting adults do, they should do. You shouldn't get in the way of two consenting adults. That goes to the same-sex marriage. That goes to younger or older. That goes to all kinds of stuff. This is why she's having trouble with this in her head.
I guess so.
So, like, if a father and his daughter were having a sexual relationship, as long as they were over 18, you wouldn't be judgmental. You would allow them in your safe space. They're part of the LGBT.
You hear that? Yeah. If a father and a daughter want to have sex, and they both agree to it, and they want to do it in your safe space, they're okay with this. Can anybody help me with this? I mean, whether you believe in hell or not, we're headed there. A father and a daughter having sex in a safe space. Right? It's an area of a building for these kids. Kids. I said kids. Think about that. This is scary. Right? These are the kids going to colleges. This is what's being put in their heads.
Community.
Yeah, if they both wanted to and were like with them, totally sober and cognitive
and consenting
state of mind.
Adults.
Yes.
And you're not being sarcastic at all?
No, I'm not.
You're very serious.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anybody else for up in their mouth? Seriously. Our young people are too afraid. Now, I did find one in this group that had a clue. Take a listen to him.
Well, we're talking to millennials and trying to find out why they're always crying about needing a safe space.
Because nowadays, they're just, I mean, they're scared. They're scared of the real world. They're children. All of them. Like, seriously, I'm from Idaho, so I'm corn-fed. You understand me? I can't stand half the people around here. Like,
me neither.
That's my boy, right there. That's my boy. No, seriously, think about that. I'm corn-fed. You know why? He had to get up in the morning. He had to work the field. There's things that he had to do. Right? I mean, think about it. He's from Idaho. There was no sleeping in until school started or just before school started and giving people a heart. No, you got up early with the family. You ate. And then you went out and worked the field and you made sure things were taken care of. Oh, that's cool. Yes, I know what that was all about. Anyway, always a see what I mean about Facebook? Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And listen, it's really simple. It really isn't that hard. When you hear these people, when you see this stuff, you've got to push back on it. You really have to push back on it. Now, that young man came forward and basically said, hey, look, I'm used to work. This is cool. I'm all right with this. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to be with you. Appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. We'll be back in a minute. Don't go far. More on millennials when we return.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym, my gym.
Hey,
Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you feeling embarrassed or stuck because you can't focus or concentrate? I have a confession to make. I spent years unable to think clearly, like I was in a fog. I was going through the motions, running my companies, and I hated feeling mentally sluggish. I couldn't get ahead like this. It's no secret. The powers that be want us dumbed down. Chemicals? Fluoride? Our brains are under siege, and we are experiencing lower IQs. But now there is a weapon to fight back and win. Introducing DNA Evolve, a revolutionary breakthrough in the category of cognitive enhancers called nootropics. I've been using DNA Evolve and couldn't feel better. For me, it works. It feels great to get things done again and get ahead. Try a free sample for yourself at DNAEvolveSample.com. That's DNAEvolveSample.com. Supplies are limited, so go to DNAEvolveSample.com right now.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
My name is Lee and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Way have surpassed the results for most any other supplements, as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Way is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Never mind, dear. Chin up.
That's right, both of them. Yeah.
Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time that you spent with me on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, they're making me nuts over there, over at Facebook. Yeah, they want these live feeds. They want all this stuff. And then what do? They kick it off. They don't like something you said. Shh! Don't say anything. So if you are watching on Facebook, I just put the other feed up. The heck with them. Seriously, I can't chase you. And we're seeing this. I did a story earlier tonight about how Breitbart, one of the major advertisers on Breitbart, has pulled their advertising or won't allow them to advertise there because of hate speech, right? So if you're up on Facebook, not that you can hear me anymore, right? If you're up on Facebook, this is the best I can do. I gave you a link. You should be able to get to it. Maybe you can see what's going on. I don't know. Anyway, I want to get back to this because we only got a few minutes, and I don't want to waste the time chasing, getting mad at chasing Facebook around, whatever. So these were, I was playing you clips from our young millennials. And these, some of these people have a clue. Some don't. But some have a clue. Some of these kids or young people that have been brought up on the farm, you know, kind of thing. So I don't know. What is it? Is it that if you're brought up in a city, you have a different mindset? If you're brought up in the suburbs just outside the city? Right? I mean, think about this. What is the commonality here? What are you teaching? What are you teaching your kids? Come on, I'm curious. What are you teaching your kids? Why is it the kids from, I won't say all, I'm not going to paint like that. But why does it seem like the kids who come from the flyover portion of the country tend to have better values, tend to work harder? Right? Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. You are listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. I do appreciate the time that you spend online in the chat room, texting, tweeting. For those of you who want to see the show as well, head over to the website, realside.com. You can watch live there. You can listen live. There's so much more that you can do on my website. Seriously, send me an email, joe@therealside.com. Some of you are afraid. I don't even know what you're afraid of. I have no clue. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let's, what else do we have here? Millennial. Okay, so Mark Dice is now asking another millennial, or another group of millennials, what is this, all this safe space on campuses for? Why do you even need one?
Can you tell us what a safe space is?
I mean, a place where you're not going to get hurt or ridiculed.
So what is it, you check out of life now? I mean, seriously, you check out of life? A place where you're not going to get ridiculed or made fun of. Okay. Sure, that exists.
And so on a college campus, if there's people with, like, Halloween costumes that maybe make you feel uncomfortable, does that make it not safe anymore?
Yeah, that's not a safe place.
So it's not safe at all.
This is amazing to me. It's amazing to me that these people have this mindset. It's amazing to me that these people think that this is okay. Come on, think about this. Right? If you do anything that kind of makes somebody else feel bad, might make somebody else feel bad, yada, 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 then it can't be done. You need a safe space for it. You need to have a place to go. Listen to the rest of this. You're going to get a kick out of this.
Just seeing those Halloween costumes.
Mm-hmm.
So if you saw like a white person wearing like a sombrero and that being, that's not safe.
No, because that's ridicule. That's being made fun of. It's using that as a caricature.
So wearing, if Mexican people don't have a problem with people wearing sombreros at a taco festival, you know, Taco Tuesdays, they even find that offensive, which I don't get. I don't understand. And maybe I'm just not smart enough to figure that out, but I don't even understand that one. So it's a Taco Tuesday. And if somebody has a sombrero on or a poncho on, they're ridiculing the Hispanics. Are they serious? Are they serious? These kids need a lot of help. This is the parents have done this to these kids.
Sure.
And you're not joking, are you?
No.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Yeah, times have really changed. I can't believe how insensitive these people are these days.
Yeah.
I mean, wearing these costumes and trying to have fun on Halloween, I'm not sure where they think they can get that idea.
No clue.
You're still not joking, are you?
Still not joking.
All right, thank you. Mm-hmm. Talking about the issues of the day. Can you tell us what
is... Yeah, think about... And he's so right, though, right? They're not talking about the issues of the day. They couldn't tell you what... These are the same people, if you held up a picture of Joe Biden, they couldn't tell you who he is. Right? Hey, listen, if you head over to the website, right now I've got up a, there's a story on my website about George Lopez. Now, some of you know who George Lopez is. Some of you don't have a clue, but some of you know who George Lopez is. Now, Jaji, you know, he's leaving the country. He can't stand this. He can't stand that. He sticks up for Mexico all the time. George is an American citizen. Born here and everything. George couldn't have done what he did in other countries. Here. He's had a tough deal, apparently. Right? Just think, in America, he became a star. He's got a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, this guy. Does Mexico have like a Walk of Fame thing for their stars? He was born in the United States. He attended San Fernando High School. He attended an American high school. Kind of means you benefited from those U.S. public funds. Your mom and dad left you at an early age. Okay, that sucked. But thank God you had grandparents, a grandmother, and a step-grandpa to step in and help you. Isn't that cool? I think that's wonderful. And then you go on a late show with Stephen Colbert. You identify as Mexican. Well, you're not Mexican. If you want to be, go there. Renounce your American citizenship. Go to Mexico. I don't refer to myself as an Italian citizen or an Italian. I'm an American of Italian descent. I come from an Italian family. I come from a family who came here from Italy. I don't think you guys have ever heard me say I'm Italian-American. Or American-Italian, however it goes. You know, keeping, 300-plus million Americans in suspense. Are you leaving or not? Are you going back to Mexico? I don't know how you can go back to Mexico. You weren't born there. So I don't know how you do that. Right? Let me see. Why don't you go to Canada? You might find a limited appeal in Europe, which are kind of humor. So you're funny here because we appreciate that kind of humor. Americans do. But now, George, you and your buddies, you could never do your humor the way you do it on college campuses. They would throw you out in a heartbeat. They would never play in Europe with their PC. I don't know about Canada. You better have some serious cash stocked away, buddy. You know, I mean, seriously. I don't know. I don't get it. You know, the kind of humor that you have. Now, I appreciate it. I won't anymore. Right? And so what George has led to this decision to look for a non-American place to go. But the political wonder, Donald Trump, is what sent him in that direction, right? Donald was rough on Mexicans? No, I don't think so. See, I think the problem is you take words at their face value, and you don't take words at what they're meaning. What's the word I'm looking for here? What the spirit of the meeting was. And until we start doing that, man, we're going to be screwed up. We're going to have these fights. We're going to have these arguments. But George, feel free to go. All you guys have pounded your fists and said, "I'm leaving if Trump becomes president." Don't be a liar. Really, no, you should be people of your word. No lying. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Thanks for being with me tonight. Sorry for some of the technical issues that were going on there, but always appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. We'll be back tomorrow. Don't go far. Seriously. I'm putting a nice show together for you for tomorrow. And if you're going to leave and you're not going to hear the show again, enjoy and have a safe turkey day with your relatives. Don't do turkey like me. You do lasagna. Have a safe lasagna day. But be thankful. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live.